Hello.
Hi, this is customer service. Returning your call. My name is Tiffany. How can I help you?
Yes, Tiffany. My name is Catherine McHenry, and I had a charge on my bank stuff a while ago. Let me pull it back up. I didn't think I got rid of it.
Okay. And may I have your zip code, please?
72364.
Thank you for that. And for security purposes, can you please verify your address?
P.O. Box 255, Marion, Arkansas, 72364.
Okay. I'm not seeing a P.O. Box.
You're seeing 249 Mound City Road?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Okay. That's also my address.
Okay. Thank you for that.
I saw on here that y'all hit my account for $60.97. What in the heck is that for?
It looks like you purchased some wireless. It says wireless earbuds on January 26th.
Okay, I talked to someone with y'all's company over a week ago, and I told them that I did not do that, that it was possibly one of my grandkids. And I did not approve this or nothing.
Okay.
What can we do about this? Because I can't afford for y'all to take $60 out of my account.
Okay.
I just ain't got that kind of money laying around.
Yes. Okay. I do see what you called in on the 26th, but it looks like you wanted the lifetime warranty canceled, which was $18.98, and I see where that agent refunded that back to your account. And it looks like that you wanted to keep the earbuds for the $6.99. Hello? Carla, are you there?
Yes, I am. You okay. There?
I am. I can hear you.
Okay. When I called in, the guy that I talked to on the phone, he told me that I did not have to send the earbuds back to y'all, that the account would be closed, and all I had to pay was $10 for shipping and handling.
Hmm.
Now, what color are the earbuds you sent?
The earbuds is, it wasn't $10. It was $6.99. That was for just the shipping and handling. Then they were on a 14-day trial. So after the 14 days, on day 15,
okay.
You
this
were charged.
Is some, one of my grandkids has done that. I don't know which one of them's done it. I'm going to change my password and everything on my computer because this is not the first time they've gotten in here and ordered something without me knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do to get my money back? Or first off, we're canceling whatever this is.
Okay.
And I can't afford for y'all to keep $60. I just can't.
Okay.
You know.
And I can't. I can go ahead and cancel the account. I can't refund the full $60.97. Let's see. I can offer you 35% of that back.
Okay. Can I talk to somebody else, a supervisor or somebody, or do I need to call through the week?
No, you can speak to someone.
Because the other person charged me $10 shipping and handling,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. And I told them that I did not order it, just like I told you that one of my grandkids has gotten in here. Now, Jesus. What color are the earbuds y'all say y'all got?
Black.
Okay. All right. earbuds. Okay, so let's talk about the $60.97 because I can't afford for you to take $25 or $30 out of that.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna get you. I'll get you transferred over to that supervisor where they can assist. Back.
I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Let's see. 1 second.
All right. Thank you. Who are? What's your name, honey?
My name is Tiffany. Tiffany.
Okay.
Okay. 1 second. Okay, and I do thank you for calling customer service today. I hope you have a great day, and I'm going to get you transferred over now.
Okay, thank you, Tiffany.
Okay, you're welcome. Please hold.